details surrounding the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Idaho Republican Congressman Mike Simpson has been working for over 6 months on the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, and an immense number of agricultural producers believe that this could be a turning point to their futures. I chatted with Congressman Simpson.
If you look at the list of agricultural groups both across the country, there's like over 210 agricultural groups that support it. In Idaho, the list is long. Almost every major agricultural commodity group supports it. The United Chambers of Commerce and other, the Idaho Bankers Association and all those types of organizations support it too. So I've been really pleased with the general support.
This makes E-Verify mandatory for agriculture. Get into that. How does that work?
Well, E-Verify is a program where you have to, that verifies the identity and eligibility of an individual to make sure that they're, you know, not criminals. And it's electronic. That's why it's called E-Verify. There has been resistance to E-Verify in the past unless we had a way to create the legal workforce. But with this, E-Verify will go into effect. There's a transition period, so it doesn't go into effect right away, but there's a transition period where E-Verify for the agricultural workers only, because this bill only deals with agriculture, where E-Verify will go into effect. And that will improve the system.
Overcoming what so many fear with immigration. Ag Information Network of the West.